Again, we turn this evening to Psalm 68, verse 19. This is the word of the Lord. Thou hast known... Psalm 68, verse 19. Blessed be the Lord, who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation, Selah. Let's look at that again, as it's one verse, especially since I began in the wrong place. Psalm 68, verse 19. Blessed be the Lord, who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation, Selah. Amen. Well, a number of us were at David's birthday party yesterday, and I'm not sure she was able to be there to the end, but towards the end of the party was the piñata festivity. And this is something that I really like about the Latin culture that my family's tried to enjoy in a recent birthday. And it was funny because, it was cute to watch David and all the boys take their swings at the piñata. And eventually they hit that piñata and down it came and the candy. Well, actually, I think they had to get Olivia to pour it out upside down. So they're young kids, most of them. You watch in a few years, they'll smash that thing. But what was funny is, you know, they all were given bags to get their candy. And all they ran up and they packed their bags full of candy. Some who remained nameless had to be encouraged to share a little of their bag with others and not hoard it all for themselves. But, you know, when we came home, our boys, they had these bags full of candy. And now they have them evenly organized in these special boxes, you know. But they were so excited. And, you know, we're all saying, oh, man, that is a lot of candy. Oh, you are loaded with candy. And, of course, Dad came home. His belly was loaded with hamburgers and hot dogs. I'm still recovering. There was just a ton of food, and that's why I didn't eat lunch before we went there. I knew there would be just the place would be loaded with lots of food. Sometimes we speak out about a person who's loaded. I don't know, don't hear people say that a lot nowadays, but it kind of means they're very, very wealthy. They have a lot of money. They have a lot of things. We refer to them as loaded. And the idea is they are more than fully supplied with no concerns of ever running out. Just things keep coming to them every day. And the psalmist says that God loads his people with benefits. So we tend to be people who look at the bag half empty, not half full, let alone recognize it's actually loaded and overflowing. God loads his people with benefits, the psalmist says, and we want to look at that tonight and respond in seeing this and praise him in new ways. God piles up a bunch of blessings in the truck and he drives it to your home. He backs it up and he dumps it down at your doorstep. You know, you can almost picture him saying, you know, you're here again today. Where do you want me to put it this time? Where do you got room? There's just almost no room. There's so many benefits. He loads you up with benefits. Every day there is a new delivery. And so we should express gratitude to God for always providing for us. I give you that as the general idea of this verse, the main point of the text. We should express our gratitude to God for always providing for us. It's a very big psalm, and there's a lot that's been said, too much to even attempt to try to comment on this evening. But the psalm generally, in its whole context, sings about how God gives his people victory over the enemies. David, especially as king, as a type of Christ, having his victories, knowing he'll have more victories, but also talking about how God is just such a good father who provides, just always provides for his children Israel. He gives victory over their enemies, and he's just always providing for all their needs. He's just exalting in God and how excellent he is to be so good to his people, daily loading his benefits upon them. He more than takes care of everything is the idea. God more than takes care of everything for you and me and his church. So there is every reason to praise God. The God of our salvation, the text says. The God of our salvation. The Hebrew word for salvation I think it's a verb actually. It's the Yeshua. It's where we get the name Joshua. It's where we get the name Jesus, the God of our salvation, Yeshua, the name of Jesus. Jesus, He, the Son of David, saves His people from their sins. What greater benefit could there be than God saving us from hell? The men on their Tuesday night, once a month study certainly have a refreshed idea of how incredibly blessed we are to be saved from eternal punishment in hell. Every day we can praise God for having saved us from that. And verse 18 is actually about Jesus just before. We will look at that. It happens as we look at it. Verse 18, it says, "Thou hast ascended on high. Thou hast led captivity captive. Thou hast received gifts for men, yea, for the rebellious also, that the Lord God might dwell among them." And this is quoted in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 8 and following, and applied to show that Jesus, when he, after the resurrection, he ascends back up to heaven, and he sends the ministry through the Christian church to build her up and deliver her through this life until the next life. He's saying Jesus has ascended on high after he has accomplished salvation. He is Yeshua. He is our salvation. And as he goes back up until the second coming, he sends gifts to men. And Paul addresses that as being the ministry, the different officers of the church coming and ministering to the church. Though Christ goes back to heaven, he sends gifts to men. And these are the things to be thanking God for. He doesn't leave us alone. Christ is still working in his church through his means of operation, through his offices. And that's what verse 18, again, is quoted by Paul in Ephesians 4 to say. So think about how God is always taking care of his church. Spiritually, he's always feeding his church as the good shepherd through his means. He delivers to us, and he is the deliverer of us as well. And that word load, when it says that he daily loadeth us with benefits, it's interesting looking at it in the Hebrew. It could be translated carry. C-A-R-R-Y, carries us with benefits. Most translations go with loadeth. One I noticed does translate it carry. But very often this word in our translation is translated as carry elsewhere. Calvin says either way, it doesn't really matter. He acknowledges people will translate it as loadeth us with benefits or carrieth us with benefits. He says it doesn't really make a difference. The meaning is the same. Here's what the meaning is. Whether it is delivering to us or whether it is delivering us, God is taking care of us and all our needs daily. It's not a day that goes by that he is not directly involved in taking care of us because we are his people. Elsewhere, when this word load is translated as carry or a similar word to carry, it has the idea usually of bearing a burden. Sometimes it's talked about loading the luggage, you might say, or other things that a person's traveling with onto the back of an animal, carrying that burden. It brings to mind when Christ calls you to come to him for rest from your heavy burdens. Or Psalm 55:22, we looked at a while back this year, "Cast your cares upon the Lord, and he will sustain you, and he will not let you be moved." Or 1 Peter 5, verse 7, "Cast all your cares upon the Lord, because he cares for you." You see, he cares for you. He carries you. And he carries all the things that you need with you. Notice in our verse, by the italicized words, that with benefits, when it says, "Blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits," the words "with benefits" are supplied. They're not there in the Hebrew. So if you consider that, not to discount the way this is translated by most, almost everyone, but just to think about the broadness that it can bring to us. It could be literally translated something like, "He daily loads you." Or considering the other way could be translated, he daily carries you. He daily carries you. Bless the Lord because he daily carries you. And isn't that alone plenty of reason to bless the Lord? You know, the word bless, again, just means to praise him, to speak well of him, to acknowledge. You might often break out in song, songs he's written for you, to just praise him as this psalm was written to praise him. Thank him. Acknowledge him for his goodness to you daily, for meeting all your needs, including just being with you and getting you through another day. Don't you find yourself a lot of times, I don't know how I'm going to get through this day, let alone this week? And isn't it nice just to end the day and say, thank you, God, for getting me through this day? You carried me through this day. I know I wouldn't have made it on my own. And everything's okay. And that's how you get through another day, because you say, he carried me through yesterday. He'll carry me through today. He is blessing you. He's loading up his blessings upon you of himself, lifting you up upon himself and carrying you and giving more of himself to you all the time. Isn't that enough to just be thankful, to praise him for meeting all your needs every day? You know, we are taught to pray, give us this day our daily bread in the Lord's Prayer. As we pray that, may we often pray recognizing that he daily answers that request. Did any of you go to bed hungry last night? I already gave testimony that I didn't. Did you wake up hungry? Maybe. And even if you did you have to go long without food? Do you have clothes? Do you have a lot of clothes? More clothes than you ever wear? Me too. And we have so much. He answers our daily needs more than we really can appreciate. As we moved things around to do the renovation this week of the house, you're just reminded of all the stuff you have. You know, the flooring guys, they found something I didn't even know I had anymore. I said, I thought I sold that when I sold my old camera. I didn't even know I still had it, because I had to blow all the dust off of it. I didn't even know it was still here, you know. Now it's back on Craigslist, or it will be soon. But, you know, it's amazing how much stuff we have. We always act like we don't have enough. We have so much, we don't even know what we have, you know. I go to Goodwill sometimes to donate things. I never want a receipt. They say, thank you. I say, no, you're helping me. I needed a place to bring these things, you know. We have so many things. He answers our prayer, give us this daily bread, all the time. May we recognize it, that he's daily answering that prayer alone with himself, and may we pray indeed, as the Catechism teaches us, to understand we are saying, please give me, and then asking that we would enjoy his blessing with this more than competent portion of the good things of this life that he gives us every day. We are inclined to neglect praise, not recognizing how God cares for us by lifting us up on eagle's wings through each and every moment, through every storm, helping us to walk, helping us to run, not to faint. I don't know about you, and I know most of you will struggle not to smirk at me when I say this, but I'm getting old. And yes, I am. you know, more and more, I'm just thankful that he's getting me through each day. I mean, that's just more and more, that's enough. And what else is there? You just thank you, God, that you carried me through this day. Never leaving me. Never forsaking me. Let us never forget to thank him, beloved. Psalm 103 that you sang tonight, the first few verses, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Tonight we're encouraged Blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation, Selah. He daily loads us up with benefits. But we're warned in Psalm 103, don't forget all these benefits. Praise him. Bless him for it. Don't forget that the Lord daily loads his benefits upon you and carries them all for you and carries you and all of us together. You might notice this verse is what I quoted in the third quarter budget report that was in your bulletins today. And it just came to mind, you know, I said, I want to think of a scripture to include that just lets us celebrate. The third quarter is our toughest quarter to get through financially. We're a small church. And, you know, I don't want to presume upon the Lord for where things might end, but we ended well through the third quarter, ahead for the third quarter. And every year, the last few years, I particularly marvel. It's like, wow. You know, don't we end each year and start each year a little bit concerned? We got to recognize that God just gets us through as a church. He always provides. And it's just remarkable. It's just something we should just praise him and thank him and trust him. God always provides for our little church. Every day, every month, every quarter, every year, every minute, every second, every moment. Let us not forget. On this Lord's Day, let us remember to praise God for daily loading us with blessings. The message for you this evening from this text. Praise God for daily loading you with blessings. Let us pray. Thank you, Almighty God. We do bless your name together. We recognize how you carry us through every moment. You load up your blessings upon us, the greatest being your presence in the Holy Spirit. For as Moses says, O Lord, how could we go forward if you don't go with us? Whatever there might be in the promised land, whatever riches of this world and the land has to offer, without your presence, it's nothing. It'd be better not to go. It'd be better to stay in the desert. So we thank you that you go with us. You do not leave us. You do not forsake us. O great shepherd of the sheep and bishop of our souls. You provide for us far more than we need. You indeed load up your benefits upon us, and we as a church in this nation are especially blessed. Despite all of the sins of our nation, we are still especially blessed with our freedom, our lack of real persecution. Perhaps you may allow some of it to come upon us because of a lack of thanksgiving. O Lord, let us bring our thanksgiving to you, and as we are looking ahead to the Thanksgiving season soon, let us recognize all the benefits we enjoy, including in this country, because of how you have providentially taken care of your people through winter, through death, through sorrows and losses, and made something wonderful, bountiful riches to us here. O Lord, forgive us that we often see the cup half empty, and we never see it hardly full, and we rarely recognize that indeed our cup overflows because of Jesus, our good shepherd. But we see it now. We are reminded of it now, and we wish never to forget. As we go to bed tonight, let us be thankful that your mercies and joy are new every morning because of thy faithfulness. Every day we can face and get up, because you'll be there faithful to us. Let us be more faithful to you, beginning with thanksgiving. Let us be grateful that we have your word in our language. We have it with us at every moment to turn to for comfort and strength. We have our daily bread, and our daily bread indeed is more than just food, but it is also every word that comes from your mouth, O God. O Lord, we thank you for spilling your blood to pay for all our sins so that we can know we will eat of the tree of life and walk in the water of life, enjoy the healing of all the nations. Lord, let us not forget the incredible benefits of the covenant of grace, especially the forgiveness of our sins, and the crediting to us the righteousness of God through Jesus Christ, guaranteeing us the surety of eternal happiness in the new heavens and the new earth. We have this every day to be thinking about, walking forward. O Lord God, we thank you for all the benefits you bestow upon us, our friends and our family, our church, our homes, our food, our clothes, our jobs, our experiences that we often are not thankful for because they are difficult, but we learn later how you were providing even then through it all and using it all to our good. Almighty God, you are good to us. Oh, Lord, you bless us. You load us daily with so many things, God of our salvation. We just pause to thank you, thank you, thank you. And we now prepare before you would bless us with your benediction. And in a little while, also your Lord's Supper. We prepare to praise you. We prepare to bless the Lord with the singing of our hearts and our mouths because of how much you give to us. We try to give a little bit back in return. We pray it is pleasing to you and that we are pleased to give it to you. For you are worthy, O Lord. And as we step out tomorrow into the new mercies and joy that come with it, O God, help us to praise you. Help us to see the morning as a gift, an amazing gift to be well appreciated and used for all its worth. And all of the benefits, blessings, and graces that will come to us in that day as we walk forward in the light and the power of the resurrection and newness of life. We do praise you, Lord God, for daily loading us with your blessings. In Jesus' name, all your people said, Amen.